Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sis Irene, and you are listening to Deep. Today is another Sunshine Saturday, and let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord as we read the Gospel from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 to 34. You cannot be a slave of two masters. You will hate one and love the other. You will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is why I tell you, do not be worried about the food and drink you need in order to stay alive, or worry about clothes for your body. After all, isn't life worth more than food? And isn't the body worth more than clothes? Look at the birds. They do not plant seeds, gather a harvest, and put in barns. Yet your Father in heaven takes care of them. Aren't you worth much more than birds? Can any of you live a bit longer by worrying about it? And why worry about clothes? Look how the wildflowers grow. They do not work or make clothes for themselves. But I tell you that not even King Solomon, with all his wealth, had clothes as beautiful as one of these flowers. It is God who clothes the wild grass. Grass that is here today and gone tomorrow, burned up in the oven. Won't he be all the more sure to clothe you? What little faith you have. So do not start worrying, where will my food come from, or my drink, or my clothes? These are the things the pagans are always concerned about. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Instead, be concerned above everything else with the kingdom of God and with what He requires of you, and He will provide you with all these other things. So do not worry about tomorrow. It will have enough worries of its own. There is no need to add to the troubles each day brings. The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel is really for me. I believe that I was born a worrier. I worry a lot. I used to overthink on lots of things. I used to plan everything, and I want everything to be in order. If something happens unexpectedly, I easily fret. But all of this changed slowly when I met my now husband. He used to advise me not to worry on things that I can control. Same with what the Gospel says. Can any of you live a bit longer by worrying about it? This is what Roy Sander always remind me, not to worry about tomorrow so I can enjoy my day. I think the biggest challenge we had so far that really tested the both of us is when we both lost our job for 6 months. Just imagine my worries. It's really too hard not to worry, thinking about due date, bills, food. Most especially, we have 1-year-old son, and his needs are sometimes more than ours. A lot of people are asking, how are we surviving? How did we survive those months? To be honest, we still worry every day, but we make sure that we don't allow our worries to consume our whole day, our energy. Instead, we always gather our strength to pray to God, leaving everything to Him and His will. True enough, in that journey we had, God has sent a lot of angels who did help us in so many ways, who lifted our spirit when we were in the verge of giving up. And that's how we survive in God's amazing grace. Yes, we still have problems, setbacks, and challenges, and the past year is really such a roller coaster ride for our family, but we choose to worry less and be happy. Cause why not? Our God is bigger than our problems. Brothers and sisters, I know it's too hard not to worry about everything, but try not to overthink and divert your worries into prayer. And I tell you, everything will change. God will give the answer to your worries when you least expected it. Amen. Thank you for joining me today, and God bless us all.